stunning play. No one thought it would happen, and that included Coach Landry, who admitted as much after the game. He had pretty much given up on it. It was a continuation of Rogers' comeback heroics. He'd done the same thing in 1972 in a playoff game against San Francisco, in which he had come in sub for Craig Morton and scored a couple of touchdowns in the last 4 minutes of a playoff game there. And it was just, it added to the mystique and the tradition of the franchise. It certainly embellished Staubach's legend. Well, I still think that Drew Fish pushed off on Nate Wright. Coach Bud Grant was adamant about that after the game. He said, you know, it's clear as night and day that Pearson pushed off. But again, as I say, I've looked at the film over and over again, and I do not see a flagrant, deliberate push-off by Drew. Certainly it was contact. They bumped each other. Wright fell. And Drew barely caught the ball. He caught it in his right hand and trapped it against his right hip. Yeah, he trotted into the end zone. You know, as I said, we're playing in that baseball stadium. Drew went into the end zone and threw the ball up against the scoreboard. He said he was trying to throw it over the scoreboard, but he didn't make it. He threw it against the scoreboard. I remember I gave him credit for a touchdown and a ground rule double.